Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Cullen Steele, joined by Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. Steven, you first.
Well, guys, obviously tomorrow, Thursday night football, a big one. Sean Payton back in town, but also Drew Brees getting inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame. He also put out a message recently on Twitter via the Saints. There's going to be something special going on halftime. Here's what Drew had to say.
Drew Brees here. We have been able to experience some incredible things together in the Superdome over the last 18 years. But Thursday, game day, against the Broncos at halftime, we're going to do something that's never been done before. We are going to break out a chant that I know all of you know, but we are going to do it as one in the dome together. It's going to go like this. I'm going to grab that microphone. I'm going to look around, and I'm just going to say one. You say two. Win. Or you, three, four, win, some more, five, six, win, for kicks, seven, eight, win, it's great, nine, 10, win, again, win, again, win, again. You know what time it is.
Well, Drew, I hope that everybody can keep up with you because I've already forgot what to say.
Yeah, too bad they don't have A-Bear involved with that.
They might have to put that
but
on
they'd
the...
they'd have to give him the script.
On the Jumbotron.
He'd be perfect. He'd be perfect for that one.
Hopefully, too, at halftime, this game isn't a runaway.
No, I don't think it'll be a runaway. The Broncos' offense...
No,
now, their defense
very good.
Is real good now. Their front seven and their safeties are good. Now, you can't say that cornerback play without Surtain is good. Come on. It ain't no next man up because the next cat, he ain't close to Patrick Surtain as far as the cover guy. But their defense is pretty feisty. And we heard Mark Schlereff, when he came on with us, make the comment, Mike, I would say the average, but I would be giving him a lot of credit. It's below that.
And that's a Broncos guy right there.
And he lives in Denver. So you get it. Cullen?
Okay, guys, I am on the NFC North hype train. I'm buying all of the stock for every single team in that division because currently the top four teams in the NFL with the point differential is, in order, the Vikings at plus 63, the Lions at plus 60, the Bears at plus 47, and the Packers at plus 41. The entire division leads the NFL in 1-2-3-4 point differential.
Whoa.
That is a damn good division.
That is really good.
4-2, 4-2, 4-1, 5-0.
Just about 15 minutes ago, LSU landed a commitment from a four-star point guard in Jalen Reese. This is Matt McMahon's third top 100 prospect to commit to LSU. No, Matt McMahon has taken him a little while, and he certainly doesn't have the personality of the last head basketball coach there, but that would take quite a bit. So he's landed Jalen Reese. Jalen was ranked the 70th best prospect in the nation. He's already got a commitment from Maxley Mosley, who's at 61, and Matt Gilhool, who is at 74. Quietly, Matt McMahon is starting to put some pieces of the puzzle together for LSU basketball. And I know one thing, in just talking to him, he came to a couple of our TV shows. He was like, man, Mike, I got some pressure on me. Okay, look, the women's basketball, you got all this track and field, the gymnastics,
baseball.
You know, baseball with Jay Johnson, Brian Kelly. Man, I got to win. And so this is his third land, but that's a big commitment. Getting four-star point guard Jalen Reese. And so congratulations to Matt McMahon and the LSU Tigers. It won't help you this year. But, man, down the road, LSU's got something rolling here in basketball. And, again, it's taken a little while to redo that roster.